Let's check back in with John Boggs at Ponderosa for the Breakfast Club this morning. John?
Hi, Rob. We're here with Bob Lyons, who has organized the classics area out at the fair, and we've got his committee here to talk about some of the individual events. But, Bob, tell us about the classics tent, where it's at, and how people can find you.
Well, thanks, John. The classics area grew out of what used to be the farm machinery exhibit. We used to have 8 machinery dealers in Jay County. Now we have none. And there was a lot more people involved in farming and were interested in farm machinery, and now they're more interested in SUVs and lawnmowers and that kind of thing. So we decided we'd try to come up with something to take its place, and that's what the classics area is. And we're located near the north restroom between the scout cabin and the 4-H grounds, if you will. So we're kind of at the north end of the grounds, the east side of the 4-H area.
Okay.
We have, I have about a dozen committee chairmen that make this thing easy for me. Last year we had over 80 exhibitors, over 300 exhibits, and depending on how you count them, we have well over 100 volunteers on these committees.
Uh-huh.
One thing I'd like to hit, if I could, is we're going to take in exhibits Saturday and Sunday. Of course, you can bring them anytime. If you want to bring them in the middle of the fair, we'll make space. But we're going to try to organize it Saturday and Sunday, this Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd. And then Tuesday night, in front of the grandstand between 6:30 and 7 o'clock, we're going to have a parade. As many of these exhibits as we can, we're going to drag out in front of the grandstand and introduce the owners and tell a little bit about it. It's about a 30-minute deal, and we have a good time. On Saturday, the last Saturday of the fair, 4-H is gone. And the Junior Fair Board sponsors an auction, and we did this a few years ago, just kind of on a lark, and it turned out to be a lot of fun. For example, this year we're selling 350 bales of straw, which is hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
We're selling a set of golf clubs, hand tools, firewood, paintings, and chainsaw artwork. So it's just a little bit of everything, and we have a heck of a good time.
Uh-huh.
And we raise some money to try to pay some of the expenses back there. Before I go any farther, I want to introduce one of my chairmen, Paula Confer. Paula, we call her the tent person, and she's in charge of all the exhibits in the tent. So I'd like this time turn it over to Paula, and maybe she can tell a little bit about her area.
Thank you. We have quite a few exhibits in our tent. The tent's 40 by 100 feet, and it's full.
Okay.
Hopefully. The Museum of the Soldiers, Tri-State, Historical Society, Bike Club, Arch Bridge Cruisers, the DAR, Indie Relics, Indian Relics, Wood Carvers, Knitters, and Radio Planes. We have a lot of nice exhibits.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully, people bring their older things in so they can share them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a lot more interesting things and people. And we have some really nice artisans, and I'll have Dave here tell you all about them. And please come out and have some fun. Our sponsor is First National Bank.
Okay. We have Dave Frazier.
Dave Frazier is my next chairman. Paula said I want to make sure that everybody's aware that First Merchants Bank is the sponsor for the main area, and they're very benevolent, and we appreciate it. Dave Frazier is my next chairman. Dave, tell us about your area.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody that comes to the fair, but the classic area is pretty special back there. It brings back the past, and I'm kind of liking a lot of history and stuff, so it's a lot of fun back there with the kiddo cooking and everything. We also have a real good craft display. We've got Steve from the Glass Bonanzai, who will be up there doing his work on lead glass every day. Ginger will be painting again this year. She does an excellent job, and a lot of this stuff that these people make and do will be in the auction on Saturday. Ginger sold a lot of nice stuff last year in her paintings. This year she's expanded to rocks, little rocks, because she don't like to lift big ones. But anyway, we also, out in the area, we have a sawmill in operation. That'll happen about every day. We have I don't know what to call him, an artist with a chainsaw that saws on logs and makes old men and quite a little bit of stuff. He also sells stuff in the auction, so come out and enjoy yourself with the home cooking and the ice cream and everything that goes on in the Classic Tin area.
Thanks, Dave. Next, we have Gary Trowbridge. Gary was a former fair board member, and I announced when he said he was going to retire, I said, I want to cherry pick him and get him back there in our area. And he's a tireless worker. He does more than the Classic Tin area. The only difference between being on the board and not being on the board for Gary is he doesn't get to vote. He's just as busy as he always was. So,
well,
Gary,
now he's wearing a blue shirt instead of a red shirt, too.
I want him to wear his red shirt. Okay, Gary.
Thanks, Bob. We're responsible for cooking lunch every day in the a big kettle. Used to do that under the big shade tree, but it's one of the trees that we lost this year. So we'll still be there. We'll have lunch every day. Monday we're having fried bologna. Tuesday we're having hot dogs for the kids. Wednesday's beef stew. Thursday's potato wedges. Friday the famous ham and beans, and so we end up on Saturday with chicken and noodles. Myself and Chancey Sipe are co-chairs for this year, and then we're being joined this year by a couple of new guys. Barry Miller and Steve McIntosh are going to spend quite a bit of time back there helping us, so come on out every day and have lunch with us.
All right. That sounds good.
This is the way the pioneers did it. I mean, they were cooking right out in the open. Gary, tell them about how the close call you had with the burn ban.
We talked to the fire marshal. The county is still under burn ban. He told us we could not have an open fire back there, so we're this year, instead of using firewood, we've rigged up a burner, and we'll be cooking with propane this year.
Ah, okay.
So the beat goes on.
Yep.
Not gonna change anything.
No, we're still going to do it. Also want to talk about the games in the area back there. This is Jim Bruner's responsible for that area. They'll have euchre every day. And then there'll be some checkerboards and some other things going on back there. You can come back and play cards, I think, every day at 1 o'clock. Thanks to Poet. They're the sponsor for the kettle cooking this year. And FFA for Mechanical Bull Ride. That will be on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, I believe. So a lot of things going on in the Classic area. So come on out and see us.
All right.
You know, one of the great things about it is it's laid back. We've got a lot of shade, a lot of chairs. There's something for everybody. We have people come eat lunch and stay till we have homemade ice cream. And it's just real casual, and there's nobody getting in a big hurry. So if you want to stop and talk.
I got to laugh. You say it's laid back, and I just remember Gary talking about the mechanical bull. That's not really laid back.
No, but, you know, we've never had anybody ride that bull, but we've never had anybody hurt. And my mother-in-law is 96, and she rode the bull. And on the cover is little Collins boy. I think was two or three at that time. He rode the bull. So this guy, this Harold Snyder's the guy that has the bull, and he's real, real careful. Yeah, we have a good time. But if you think you're tough and you can ride it, come out. I'm betting on the bull. My next chairman is Al Confer. We're kind of stealing him from Tri-State. He put in a lot of time over there, but he's a fair board member now, and he's also, he's got his responsibilities in Farmers Building, but he's coming over and helping us a little bit. So Al, tell us about your...
Okay, thank you, Bob. And, yeah, I don't know how I got conned into this, but I made it. And I'm kind of setting up the machinery, the tractors, the implements, that area. You never know who what's going to come in or how you're going to do it, but it's interesting to do it, and it's also interesting they need to come and see it and just to see what we've got, because there's going to be numerous different things, features. Uh-huh. Well, we don't feature anything, but different things, and maybe they can reminisce on some of the tractors or some of the implements they've used in the past, or their dads or granddads or so. Yeah. And you also mentioned the ice cream. That's a giveaway at 4 o'clock every night. We got three
Freezers?
Freezers, thank you. Brain dead. Three freezers at the 15-gallon, and we start that earlier so we can give it away at 4 o'clock every night.
I'm going to set my alarm at 3:30 so I can head out that way and be there.
You might want to make it at 3:15 because the line starts about the time we start the tractors. So it's a pretty good-sized line, and we, like Bob says, we all have a good time, and that's what it's all about, and we'd like to see everybody and anybody out there if we can.
All right.
Al's a tireless worker. He doesn't just help me. He's everywhere you have anything going on in the county, he and his wife Paula are there, and I really appreciate it. This next guy I want to bring on is this is the first time he's been chairman, but I got to tell you a story. Several years ago, we asked for people to bring exhibits, so Howard Ontrop brought his 8N Ford with a buzzsaw on the back, and there it sat. Al Confer had a Cub that he had a buzzsaw on, and this old stuff's not always real dependable. Something went wrong with his Cub, and he said, "Well, I know how to hotwire that Ford. We'll just use it." So next time we saw Howard, he said, "By the way, your buzzsaw, we needed it, so we just took it on ourselves to use it." Well, he said, "I wish I'd known I'd been out and helped." He shouldn't have said that. Because we got him involved for a couple years, and now it just got to, I mean, when you have a sawmill, and then you cut it in length, and then you split it, that's a lot of work, especially when it's hot. So we just put Howard in charge of that, and I'm going to turn it over and let him tell about his group and what they're going to do and where to find him and so on. Howard?
Okay, thank you, Bob, and thank you. The radio station, get the news out to the public in the town. First of all, I got a couple members, Matt Morgan, Donnie Whiteneck, Terry Copeland, Dave Wiesner, and myself. And we'll be out there working with the bandsaw, buzzsaw, and the wood splitting. First of all, you'll start off with the log. They'll cut the slabs off. And we'll take the wood with the bark on, lay it off to the side, and once the log is done, we'll take the wood with the bark and we'll cut it small pieces, put it in crates. That wood there will be used for the auction on Saturday at 1 o'clock, so you know, if anybody want any firewood or anything like that, sure come and put your bid in. Mm-hmm. And then we'll split the bigger pieces, and as we're cutting the slab wood, we put it on skids, put little sleepers between the boards to keep the boards from warping, bowing, and it'll keep 3 to 4 of us busy the whole day. Mm-hmm. And we do start at 2 o'clock, and we usually end up around 5 or so. So, you know, if anybody is interested in seeing the lumber being cut, split, and buzzed, you know, please come on out and join the entertainment back there.
All right.
Thanks, Howard. I want to take this attention to thank, or this opportunity to thank PG-14 for having this, and Dave Hall and Ponderosa for sponsoring the Breakfast Club. The only thing that would make this better is if you had the Jay County Fair Queen. And I see her back there, you know. Could you work it in?
So, we did save best for last.
I know it. I bless her heart. I'm just thrilled. You know, the Optimist does a bang-up job putting on this queen contest. It is something to be proud of, and it's all free. And by the way, these people that are on my committee have done such a good job, I'm going to add a zero to their salary. So whatever they've been making, just put another zero on it, and that's... I'm going to give them a raise, so
wow.
That gets them up around 4 or 5 zeros, I think.
And they're really excited about that,
I can
too.
Tell, but we do have one heck of a good time out there. And if
you know, this is my favorite show of the year, when we talk about the fair, because I get to hear of all the things that are happening, get to meet all these people that are volunteers, get excited about the fair, and I ended up sitting next to a nice, attractive young lady.
John, you do have it made.
I do.
But you know, you've got to act enthusiastic if you're going to be enthusiastic. And what's fun about this is everybody is looking forward to the fair and what they can do. And it's amazing how they're working hard to make theirs just like running a race, and they're racing against themselves. They're setting the bar higher every year, and so it's just a great thing. And for a county of 20 or 21,000 people to put on a fair like we have, grounds like we have, I'm just proud as heck of it.
There's a lot of county fairs around here, but nobody puts themselves out there as the great. And the great Jay County Fair deserves that moniker.
Well, too. I think Donnie Gillespie said a mouthful. He said, we are the best. And I feel like for our size, I challenge anybody to top it. We have a lot of people coming this year from around trying to get one little thing that they can do to make their fair better. And so we invite anybody that's hearing us and those that are can help by word of mouth come out. Hey, this is all free. Yep. All free. We don't charge. So if you get there 4 or 5 o'clock, there'll be something in the classic area, and there'll be somebody there can feed you full of BS like you've never heard before.
And save me a place in line for the ice cream.
By golly, it's good. I tell you, there'll be 15 gallon of them, and it doesn't take long to get rid of it, but it's homemade, and it's the old-fashioned way.
All right,
John.
Bob, thank you very much for being here. Thank you and everybody on your committee. When we come back, we're going to be with Katie Snyder and Julie Hunt. Julie Hunt's with the Portland Breakfast Optimist, but not to diminish Julie, but we're going to have Katie, who is the 2012 Jay County Fair Queen.
You know, she's about everything, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
She's darn good in about anything she does.
Uh-huh.
People are scared to death to show against her now, so...
Well, maybe if she's doing her fair duty, somebody else will have a chance.
Well, I hope so.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, John.
Back to you, Rob.